Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. World Ocean Radio derives many of its subjects and information from a number of news services, policy organizations, and research institutes that focus on the ocean and the impact of actions on natural resources worldwide. Opinions expressed here, of course, are our own. You will have heard in past editions frequent discussion of freshwater issues. We define the ocean as beginning at the mountaintop and descending to the abyssal plain, an integrated system that has environmental, financial, political, and social connection that must be addressed if we are to ever protect such resources for the future. One excellent source for such information is Circle of Blue, a collective of research scientists, journalists and communicators, policy analysts and activists organized to address the nexus of water, food and energy, and the world's capacity to understand and respond to changing circumstances of diminished supply, increased demand, and inevitable impact on economic development, political stability, and public health. Timely reports of world conditions are available on the website circleofblue.org. Well worth your further investigation and interest to discover unexpected situations, insightful analyses, and innovative solutions. Here's one such example, a recent revival by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers of a 1982 study to ship billions of gallons of water 375 miles uphill from the Missouri River into central Kansas to irrigate wheat production, mining, and the cattle industry, the so-called Kansas Aqueduct. A canal 137 feet wide and 7 feet deep, designed to replenish an aquifer pumped nearly dry and the declining natural annual supply in the Ogallala River. In a report by Brett Walton of Circle of Blue, the revival is described as part of a much larger movement worldwide of similar massive water schemes in the United States and abroad. Walton describes the declared local need for, quote, water confidence, unquote, a reliable supply to support an infrastructure of farmers, grain elevators, equipment dealers, miners, banks, and other associated services to a wheat mining and cattle industry that demands more than the available supply. According to the report, the 1982 study indicated, quote, the Kansas Aqueduct would require at least 16 pumping stations to lift the water nearly 1,800 feet over its 375-mile course to the High Plains. The water would be drawn from wells drilled next to the Missouri River, and the aqueduct would be designed to divert water when the river is running swollen. As much as 1.3 trillion gallons could be moved each year, unquote. The original study estimated the construction cost then at $3.6 billion, with an annual operating cost of $413 million. How much would it be now? From where would the vastly increased funding come? Such is the focus of the Army Corps update. Inevitably, there is political conflict inherent in the study's goals. Many local residents oppose the project, urging conservation rather than new supply, reducing consumption to a point that can sustain the aquifer over time. As the water cycle changes and supplies decline due to changing weather patterns and growing population demand, such projects and their concurrent conflict will only increase. The Circle of Blue report cites other similarly massive transport projects worldwide. Quote, Chinese authorities are evaluating a pipeline to desalinate seawater in the country's east and transport it thousands of kilometers to supply the coal and natural gas projects in the desert west. Two long pipelines in Mongolia are under evaluation to support water from rivers in the country's north to mining regions in the South Gobi Desert, unquote. In addition, there are other such projects in Australia and India, a long way from Kansas. Water is the most valuable commodity on Earth, and it circulates for our benefit, from ocean to atmosphere to land and down to the sea again. What will it take to sustain for all our benefit this essential and miraculous Circle of Blue? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU, Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.